It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I'm just saying I'm gonna ask you about it, so I might as well. It's nonstop. I mean, it's every day.
Hold up, Gary. I'm not gonna be the next head coach at LSU.
Can I ask you?
Next question.
Are you gonna be the next head coach of USC? He didn't get that one out.
Yeah, okay.
That was a reporter asking Lincoln Riley about the LSU job, but he didn't lie. He didn't lie.
No, tell him where he's wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not lying. He's not the next head coach at LSU.
Welcome back to Sports Shop, D.O. Reese. That's me. You heard K-Mac right there, of course, D.C. as well. Getting it in on this good old battle of money. That was Lincoln Riley, and we all know by now Lincoln Riley has decided to take his talents to University of Southern California. And I will say this, K-Mac. That's a hell of a move for both of them.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big time for USC, and they had to have a big name. Because it's good for college football when USC – which is one of the pivotal, colleges, particularly in football, in the history of college football. They've been there. For a long time. So it's good to see them, hopefully get back into the thick of things. USC has always been out there, man. They always have a strong program, but not as of late. And Lincoln Riley going there is interesting, too, as well. It's just,
well, something to take into consideration as well is that it's the perfect time to go to USC because who's the top contender in the Pac-12 other than USC? Oregon. Like that's your competition in the Pac-12.
No.
Now you're moving along with Texas into Alabama, LSU, Florida, Georgia.
Pringley said that. This is a good career move.
Yeah, because 100%.
So why are you going to go mess around with Nick Saban and Kirby Smart and all them guys? The hell with that! I'm going over here where I can establish a program and win. And now, what is Oklahoma thinking about? Well, damn, we're going to SEC and our coach gone. I mean, you know what I'm saying? What are they thinking about right now? I know, pretty much.
That's what they're thinking. That's exactly what they're thinking right there. That's it. That's the entirety.
It's a good move. It's a good move though for USC, right, Mac? What you think?
Absolutely. So, like you said, they had to make a splash. They had to go big. They had to go somewhere with enough cachet and enough of a resume.
Yep.
Enough. See, it's a tricky situation to find someone with enough of a resume and not too much baggage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It should be an app for that. But anyway.
Click here to get somebody with the right talents and pedigree, but no baggage.
Right. Well,
like a
dating
site.
A little baggage,
like a
dating
site. Swipe right if you want. Sometimes it's okay to get somebody with a little baggage. You know, I'm just saying.
Right.
But go ahead. But
you should be able to configure and sort on what you want. So, you know, I'm looking for a great offensive mind. Click yes. 5+ years experience.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody that's had 25+ years of coaching experience. Not more than 25. 25 or less. Because that's 25, you know, you got enough baggage. You know, you could be an Ogeron or somebody else with. It's enough foolishness to distract you.
Right.
You know, and you don't relate to what I need you to do, which is what I need you to recruit 19-year-olds or 17-year-olds.
Yep.
That's what I need. Lincoln Riley will be able to recruit and get some of the best talent you can get to come play for him.
And by the way, they've had 4 decommits already to Oklahoma. And where do you think they're going? Let me guess.
Absolutely.
They would be in Southern California, right?
UCLA.
Yeah. I doubt that. They're gonna go to USC. Maybe Nick may grab one of them. But no, they're gonna follow because one of them's the number 3 quarterback in that class. Where do you think he's going? He's going to play in Southern California. You can't be mad, man. LA ain't back. Weather's always never rains in Southern California. Hell, I mean. And by the way, who is this up? So the Sooners are actually going out to a former head coach of Texas Tech, and now who's the head coach of Arizona Cardinals? Who's this? Cliff Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
Yeah,
Kingsbury.
They're going out to him, which I thought was interesting. Arizona had a chance to.
Kingsbury would be out of his. That'd be the dumbest thing I've heard.
They got one of the best records in the NFL right now. Last I checked, right?
They do, but he only has 1 year left on his contract, so he might be using that to leverage
today.
Yeah, today. Yeah, exactly. He might be using it to leverage.
check me on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
check me on Friday. It may be different.
Which makes me think, and by the way, we ain't even talked about Ohio State and Michigan game, but it made me think about the fact that Mel Tucker got $95 million for Michigan State. The coach from Penn State that's got 75, some crazy number. How much they're giving my Lincoln Riley? They haven't disclosed the salary yet, I don't think. I'm curious how much they're giving him. Probably about $100 million. Something crazy.
Pay the man.
Yeah.
Pay the man.
I think it's a great move, though. By the way, real quick, we're definitely up against you. We're going to move some of these on the other side, though. But, and we'll do that. K-Mac, Coach Cutcliffe.
Yeah, Coach Cutcliffe. Yeah, we saw this coming. We knew this was a possibility. It was, 60-40.
Yeah.
Or 70-30, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where sometimes, man, you can just see it on people's face when they're tired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. He looked like he was spent a little bit with this program. We're gonna talk to him. We're going to try to get him on something one day this week. I'm working on that. Phenomenal guy. Phenomenal man.